Patient is Joel DeWitt. Joel, Joel. DeWitt is DeWitt. D as in David. DeWitt. Date of consultation was 8/21. And the date of, let's see, 8/21/25. Date of birth is 10/8/39. Please make a copy for James McDonnell, 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 M.D., James McDonnell, M.D. Dear Jim, next paragraph. Dear Jim, thank you for sending Joel McDeWitt. I'm sorry, Joel DeWitt, D-E-W-I-T-T, for formal evaluation. Next, chief complaint is... cough and shortness of breath. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is an 85-year-old male who has had a history for persistent cough for over 6 months. Had a chest x-ray done in November of 24, which showed no active lung infiltrates. The patient has a history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, and he uses atorvastatin and irbesartan. He denies wheezing, chest pains, denies mastitis, fevers, chills, night sweats, but has some postnasal drip and sinus drainage. The next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of degenerative arthritis and bilateral hip replacement surgery. He had an appendectomy in 1966 and hip replaced in 2008 and 10. I'm sorry, bilateral hips replaced, 2008 and 10. The patient also has a history of prostate cancer and has had diverticulitis and had colonoscopy in the past. Next, paragraph, med list included atorvastatin, 20 milligrams daily, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, irbesartan 150 milligrams nightly. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for approximately 20 years. I'm sorry, 1.5 pack per day for 20 years. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died of old age and dementia. Next, system review of the patient. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue or fever, no weight loss. He has cataracts and... He has a cough, but no significant shortness of breath, but has mild wheezing, no abdominal pains or heartburn. He has mild expressive aphasia, and states he had a fall 6 months ago with some facial injuries, but did not have any further investigations conducted. And states his speech impediment started after that. He also has, he has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. No chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, no depression or anxiety. He has mild muscle stiffness. No headache, seizures or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, medalist HCTZ, 12.5 milligrams a day, irbesartan 150 milligrams daily, Lipitor 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, rictus, cyanosis, peripheral edema, all lymphadenopathy, blood pressure 130 by 70. Pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 98, to weight is 182, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and occasional wheezes in the right lung field. Heart, the heart sounds regular, swollenness to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, mild varicosities. No cap tenderness. Reflexive, 1+, with no gross mold deficits. Cranial lines are grossly intact, skin, no lesions are noted. Next, impression. Oh, can you mention in the examination of the extremities, the reflex is a 1+. The patient does have some speech impairment with hesitation and expressive aphasia. Reflexes 1+, and he does move all his extremities with no gross motor deficits. Next paragraph. Impression number one, chronic cough with reactive airway disease. Number two is hypertension. Number three, hyperlipidemia. Number four, rule out obstructive sleep apnea. And next, number five, history of fall with facial contusion period. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, SED rate. You're also advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator studies. And he was given Tessalon Pearls 100 milligrams TIDPR, and was also advised to get a neurology evaluation for his speech impairment, and advised to get a CT chest with with contrast, and a follow up here in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. James McDonnell, MC, DONNELL, MD.